Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Sense Report, doing our daily podcast. So glad you're with us. We're completing our prophetic insight into the month of Av. And it was a tragic time in Israel's history and sometimes the world's history, but it also is a wonderful time of rebuilding what has been torn down. Let's focus on it this month, rebuilding the gates. Greetings, everybody. So glad you joined us today as we are moving forward in this month of Av, the Hebraic month that we are declaring right now. And it's Tuesday. It is the 26th day of July, 2023. We're pushing forward a couple more days till we get to that 9th of Av. And again, I said it yesterday, said it last week, the best thing that could happen during this month, in especially the 9th of Av, is nothing. That there's no tragedy, there's no horrible thing that happens. It is the beauty of the Lord that as we stand on the wall, as we build walls, as we build gates, we prepare a place of safety. And that's what I want to talk about today. We'll close this out. Hopefully I can finish today. I believe I can. As we've been releasing the prophetic purpose of this month, and that is that in this month in history, Nehemiah was used to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. So God is speaking to us about rebuilding things that have been torn down. And so we're in this process of doing this. And there's some unique things that even have happened in history throughout the years during this time. I remember a few years back when our president at that time, President Trump, on, I believe it was on Purim, he made a declaration that the United States redeclared that Golan Heights belonged to the land of Israel. It had been 52 years since we had done that, that we said it belongs to you. And if you've been to Israel, you recognize the Golan Heights and its importance, because without the sovereignty of the land in Israel's hand, there's nothing to stop the enemy from just raining down upon the Galilee area all the way to Jerusalem and beyond. So it's very important. What's interesting is, in the story of Nehemiah, it took him 52 days to rebuild the wall. And I love that beauty of the holy coincidence, I will call it. 52 years, we didn't declare Golan Heights belongs, but in 52 days, they rebuild. When I read that story in him, I thought, wow, 52 days, they were moving fast to rebuild. Maybe, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought, but I've been to the Nehemiah's Wall there in Jerusalem. You can see where they excavated some of it. It's not some small wall. It's pretty good size. And the word Golan means revolution. And we are in a revolution, and God honors and wants us to honor boundaries. So the scripture talks about woe unto anybody who removes ancient boundaries. There's a real warning there. Now we're seeing with globalism around the world, borders are becoming irrelevant to some people. And now you're seeing pushback from some nations who recognize it was foolishness to open their borders because of the chaos it brings. God, when you change boundaries, you're also changing identities and purposes, because within boundaries comes prophetic purposes. So now you're moving people out of areas that they were destined to be and putting them in areas that they're not called to be. Not everybody, but some. And when they bring a spirit to a land, they don't bring the spirit that that land was born to do. That's one of the reasons it's important to fight for the boundaries, the borders. So pray for your nation. Pray. I'm praying for our nation. I don't want to sound callous that we don't want to help people who are in crisis, who need a land to live in. We just want to do it properly and let them be true sojourners, which we've talked about many times on these podcasts. So with that, we need to recognize these boundaries. In Acts 3, 19 and 21, it uses the word where it says the restoration of all things. So what this means is a returning to the original intent. As we look at things being restored, I remember Chuck Pierce prophesied a few years back about the border wars, but we also saw a new watchman anointing for the new move of the Holy Spirit. And so we're in that Hebraic decade of coming out of captivity, right, into a restoration. That's where we are. In Genesis 12:3, it says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. By declaring Israel's sovereignty, like we did here in America a few years ago, a nation can invoke a blessing of God upon that nation as well. So here's what you want to do. You always want to declare what God has created and his purpose. Speak it over your family this month. Speak it over your ministry. Speak it over your nation. And obviously always speak it over Israel. And in that, we will be blessed. Because what are we doing? We're coming into agreement with heaven. And anytime you come into agreement with heaven, the kingdom of God, which is in heaven, comes on earth. And we begin to speak that. So obviously it's a death to self. You're not to decree things that you would just want, but you must decree what he wants. So when we see that when we want the natural to be restored, we'll see the spiritual restored as well. And that is shown in the book of Nehemiah. The people came as what? As one, as Lance Wall now always teaches, right? To restore the boundaries and borders of Jerusalem and all the gates. And as they did that, this paved a way for spiritual restoration and revival. So when Abraham, who lived in a tent, along with Isaac and Jacob, right? Look, he said there's another city. He was thinking about the architect, Jesus, in the future building a greater city. So he was living in the natural, but he saw the future. Let's begin to decree what God wants to see in the future, which is a spiritual restoration. So as we ask God to put up those boundaries, those gates, what we're doing is also we're paving a way for revival, for God to restore what he wants to restore. That's why we're called repairers of the breach. What's a breach? An opening where the enemy gets in. That's what somebody who stands in the gap does. So what does this mean for all of us? What's it mean for Israel? God promises revival to Israel throughout Scripture, right? A restoration of all things. And so now he's setting the stage of restoration by giving them back their boundaries. And we must decree that, but we also got to say, Lord, if we're losing our boundaries and where we are, we want them restored. They're interconnected here. And we need to keep in mind, God has a plan that's greater than ours. In my message yesterday, Sunday, I talked about how being in the will of God doesn't mean we ask for things to change that's going to bring about a needed end. Like Jesus, he could have removed Judas, but he didn't because he knew Judas needed to be there in order for him to fulfill his destiny. He demonstrated love to an enemy, but then he also recognized that Judas would be used to make sure he went to the cross. So for us, bringing those borders, those boundaries back to our lives, to our nations, God's setting the stage for what? A greater outpouring, because now we got the boundaries that God wants. All right, I hope this is making sense to you. As we go forth, we have got to be faithful at doing this. The word talks about that we can be possessors of the keys of what God is doing in the earth. That's what we are. We're trustworthy when we follow the ways of God. And as we are crying out for the gates of Israel to be restored so the enemy can't come in, what we're also doing is preparing for God to do something great in the land. As we know, I gave a dream I had recently that the only thing keeping the enemy back in Israel, the physical Israel is what I saw in my dream, was intercessors and those living in the land, possessing the land. I think that's something you read in Deuteronomy, you read it in the Kings, whatever, in the battles of the wars, about, especially in Deuteronomy, about taking territory, making sure that what God said we can have, we can walk in that very place. Exodus 23, right, talks about how we'll take the land. One thing that's interesting in Deuteronomy also, if you've been reading with us, it talked about when you go in the land, don't really celebrate until your brothers, your other tribes, get their land as well. So right now, let's believe this month, not only that we walk in what has been prophesied over us, prophesied over our nations, over Israel, but also that we will not celebrate until we're all in. We all go in fully. I'm not saying you can't celebrate somewhat, but don't just over-celebrate forgetting that your brothers or your sisters are not where they're supposed to be. So as we move forward in this place right now, the parallels of what happened at Nehemiah and even Esther, we look at that as well. And this recognition of the boundaries of Israel, it is a promise that it can happen again. But the picture of that is that those nations at that time were in crisis. In Esther's day, the Jewish people were literally facing a Holocaust. In Nehemiah's time, the walls of Jerusalem were being broken down and its gates were on fire. But both Esther and Nehemiah responded to the crisis with a spiritual solution, which was what? Fasting and prayer. Let's pray this month. Let's believe that God's going to turn the situation around. He's going to turn it all around. Favor from God was upon Esther, who won the favor of everyone who saw her. It talks about that in Esther 2:15. And Nehemiah, who found favor in the king's sight. Nehemiah 2:5. I love Nehemiah's story so much because the Lord made the enemy pay for it. Not only did they get the restoration, but they got the resources to go for it. And those two people, they were promoted to the highest ranking positions in a foreign government in order to preserve and rebuild the nation. And as we reproach the king, we do it with brokenness and we say, Lord, save our land. Let's believe for that in this month of off, that God can restore and save. We do our part of building the gates, being watchmen on the wall. And what did they make? They made a request before the Lord. They made only one request, several appeals, but the king's request was granted. And so what we have to do is that we have to hear from the Lord through however it comes. You know, Esther heard through Mordecai, whatever, the things that the Lord speaks to us, and then go forth and go to the king and cry out. I feel like this month of Av is a month to go to the king. And let's begin to believe for restoration of all things. Let's believe that this month we're going to grab that freedom. And we're going to rise, shine like we talked about yesterday. And we're going to shine in this hour. And we're going to begin to take back. So I want to say that to you right now. You are a royal son or daughter right now because you have been birthed into the kingdom for a time such as this. You have been made, prepared, positioned wherever you are. So now just stand in holiness and brokenness and humility. And then ask God to give you boldness to write down what God is saying. And when you write it down, decree it. Take that word from the Lord. We decree what he says. And I want you to understand this. In Micah 2, it talks about how Jesus, the type of Jesus, is our head. He's the breaker. And it says, talks about securing, go through the gates to bring a turnaround, a triumph, every spear God places in to give his name great. So he comes in, he goes through, and he holds fast to what he's believing for. Let's believe right now for the great awakening that's been prophesied. Let's believe for not only for us personally, but for us nationally, internationally. Let's believe for Israel in this month of Av. I hope that was encouraging you today. I love each and every one of you. Let me pray for you, Father, as we build the gates, as we hold fast to what you told us to do, that we will not, Lord, in any way shrink back. The just shall live by faith. And Lord, you said you find pleasure in those who live by faith. Lord, we thank you right now for everybody that's praying with us today, that's listening to us today, that they too will be a part of this month of Av. I bless you in the name of Yeshua. I come back tomorrow. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on the podcast for Christian Centers Shreveport. I'm Pastor Tim Karskett, and as always, doing these daily podcasts. I so love doing them. Thank you for following us. You can always check us out on our website, ChristianCentersShreveport.com. Don't forget, this is the last week for signups for our Aleph School of Ministry. We have a website, Aleph SM, School of Ministry stands for Aleph, A-L-E-P-H, AlephSM.org. You can go there, read about our school. Look, maybe you don't want to go. Maybe you know a young person, somebody that wants to go full-time, wants to be in the ministry, but wants to be used and equipped in the gospel of the kingdom so they can change or contact us. We'd love to have them as students in this coming semester. God bless you. See you tomorrow.